This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is finally Friday. It's March 7th, 5:30. This is the pre-show just for you, waking up early with us this next half hour just for you guys. We appreciate you being here with us so early and just so ready for the weekend.
Oh my gosh, I've been like, is it Thursday, is it Friday, is it Monday? Yesterday felt like a Monday.
Yesterday was like a weird day. And Steph and I, we're just here.
We're here.
Ready to get things going for you guys today.
What are any weekend plans maybe to look forward to that you can make me get in a better mood?
Oh no. Let me see. Well, my daughter's coming back into town. It's her spring break. So she's just back in town and we're not doing anything really, because my other daughter has a different spring break. So that kind of threw a wrench into anything, but we're excited. We're going to go out to dinner. There's a restaurant on the strip that they've never been to that I'm going to take them to. And so we're really excited about that. Drive to Survive is back.
Nice.
If you love F1, I am so excited about Drive to Survive coming back. So I'll be watching that this weekend. And then the goal is to finish Paradise. Haven't finished it yet, but it's hard avoiding spoilers. Like, I see people posting about this last season finale and I'm like, scroll past, like, don't look at it, you know?
Wait, was this past Tuesday the season finale?
I think it was.
Oh my God.
I think so. Like I said, I'm not stopping on the scroll because I see it and then I'm like, I'm out of here. But so I would love to finish that one this weekend.
That is my goal for this weekend, is to watch Paradise. We've been watching Shrinking. I believe Shrinking, we're on the last episode as well of season two.
That show is amazing. I absolutely love that show.
I thought season one was amazing of Shrinking. Season two, I think, tops season one, in my opinion.
It's so good. And just wait till you get to the finale. It's like, oh my gosh.
Do you know if there's 10 episodes in the second season? Because that's what we're on right now. We just ended episode 9 last night, and then our next episode is episode 10. So I'm like, oh my God, I think this next one is the season finale of season 2.
I am not 100%. I don't remember. All I know is, like, Gabby is my spirit animal in that show. I absolutely love her. She says everything I would have said in situations. I just love her so much.
And you know what's so funny about Gabby is I feel like her character on Shrinking is actually who she is in real life.
Oh yeah, for sure. 100%. I love it. So yeah, if you're looking for some show suggestions, or if you have any for us, I'm always looking for new shows. Let us know. We're here till 10 o'clock this morning, 702-364-9400. Other than that, do you have anything planned for the weekend?
Honestly, it's a low key weekend because the next couple weeks will be pretty busy for me. So this weekend is just chill, relax, catch up on stuff around the house. Momo has a haircut today. That's our big thing. He has a haircut, and then just, you know, relaxing at the house.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking forward to that this weekend, but you finally made it. It is finally Friday, and thank you guys for being here. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Funky Cold Medina by Tone Loc?
So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Cold Medina.
Do you want to hear Believe by Cher?
Do you believe in love?
to Fly by the Foo Fighters. Choices. You can get your votes in now. Tweet us on X or on Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
All right. We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, we are going to talk about the things that you see in schools today that you wish you had. They were not around when you were in school. Visiting schools from Nevada Reading Week has been very eye-opening. We'll talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in. I screwed up the voting. I was giving votes to one person instead of the other.
Oh, no.
So I am trying to fix my votes here.
Okay, really quick. Fix your votes because we want to make sure that it's legit.
It is legit. And Learn to Fly by Foo Fighters is a pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show you pick them.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. This week has been Nevada Reading Week, and I know a lot of people have been going out to schools and reading to the kids, and it's just fun, such a fun way to get out there and talk to them and read them stories. We really have had a good time with it. And you noticed something when you went to one particular school that you have never seen before.
Yeah, it's more like what I've never seen or even heard before. On Tuesday, I was at Snyder Elementary School on the east side of town, and I went in a little early and the class wasn't there yet. I believe they were out at lunch or something and they were just coming back. So I kind of waited in the common area room. The teacher comes in and she lines up her class to get into the classroom. And they're like, hey, if you could just wait a second, I'm just going to settle the kids in first. I'm like, absolutely, take your time. So the kids come in, they take their seats, and this shocked me. The teacher says, all right, everybody, point to your mood boards for your mental health check-in. I was like, a mental health check-in? Yeah, like so what they had, I believe, on their desks were pictures, like emojis of like sadness, happiness, excitement, nervousness, like different moods.
Is it kind of like when you go to the hospital and they have the pain scale and you're like, which pain number are you? And you're like, yes. I'm 7. Yes. Okay, cool.
So that's what they have like on their desk, and they point to it, and the teacher, she went around to each student to see where their mental health was. She goes, awesome. All right, let's bring our guest reader in. I'm like, what? I was shocked. I wish something like that, mental health check-ins, when I was in elementary school, middle school, even high school, that is something I wish we had back in our day.
Imagine, yeah, you get back from lunch and something happened like at recess, like someone said something really hurtful to you and it just really affected you, and you kind of had to, you just had to hold it in for the rest of the day. But now you could point to your, you know, sad emoji and the teacher can investigate further, like what's going on, what happened, and you get that out. And I know some people think, oh, these kids are too soft, it's all about emotions. I feel like I personally did myself a huge disservice as a kid by just keeping so many of my emotions in, and it's affected me to this day. Like, you know me, when I get upset about something, I shut down, I close off, I don't talk, I don't want to cause conflict. So I wish that I would have learned I would have had the tools to properly deal with emotions. Mm-hmm. I think it would make things better for me as an adult.
And I think similar for me, I it's hard for me to express when I'm sad. It's hard for me to express when I'm feeling a certain way. Yes, may I be able to vocalize it, but I don't know how to navigate, or I don't know how to tell people like I'm upset. And I think if I knew that as a kid, I would have turned out differently.
Yeah. I mean, and we love you how you are. I mean, don't get get me wrong. And I think I, in general, I turned out okay. It's just, you wonder, like, yeah, if I would process things differently, if I would have had that outlet. I think that's really cool. That does not compare. I mean, that is like so much better than what I was going to say. I was going to say, when I go and I see that they have like Cane's Day or Crumble Cookie Day, and I'm like, hey, wait a second. We were all excited when we had like donuts in the school store. Yes. Like, who brought the donuts?
Oh my gosh.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning! What is up? It is Friday, 6:04. We finally made it to the weekend. Thank you guys so much for being here, ready for the weekend. And it's a new music Friday, and dang, it is a big one.
Seriously, all the albums and the singles that have come out.
It's like, there are just so many. And the big one that everyone is talking about is the new Lady Gaga album. She finally released her new album, Mayhem. And this is her 7th studio album. We got to take a listen to some of the tracks. I listened to a few last night when they came out. Of course, we've heard the songs like Abracadabra. Die With a Smile is on this album. But here's some of the new songs. What's this one? Garden of Eden. I listened to this one last night.
I like that one.
I just feel like Lady Gaga is back. Like,
oh yeah,
the original Lady Gaga. This one is called Perfect Celebrity. Loving this sound.
Me too. It's very upbeat, fun, in your face.
It's like that techno kind of vibe.
Yes.
This one is called Love Drug. Should play one of the new songs that came out this morning. What do you guys want to hear? Actually, there's more than just Lady Gaga that came out. Jennie from Blackpink, she came out with her solo album Ruby, and the featured single is a track with Dua Lipa, and it's called Handlebars. I trip and fall in love. A few times last night.
I only heard a snippet of it. Now I'm hearing more of it. I think I'm in love with this one a lot.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more to listen to.
Okay.
New music. J-Hope, my boy from BTS, he and Miguel have a new song that just came out. It's called Sweet Dreams. Sweet dreams come.
Feel like I'm a kid again, and Miguel's voice,
it is so good.
I
already love Hobie, but then I heard Miguel's voice, I'm like, wow,
yeah.
Such an underrated singer, so good. Okay, so our text line's open. Which one do you want to hear? You want to hear one of Lady Gaga's new tracks? Do you want to hear the Jennie and Dua Lipa Handlebars? Or do you want to hear J-Hope and Miguel's Sweet Dreams? 702-364-9400. After the commercials, We'll play one of the new ones, but it's all based on your vote. So 702-364-9400. And on the way next, we have what's trending. It looks like a huge pop star is getting ready to announce his Sphere residency. Whoa. That is coming up in What's Trending. We ain't gotta talk about it. Ruby, that is Jennie along with Dua Lipa, their new single called Handlebars on Mix 94.1.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
All right, our boy Harry Styles is trending. This is cool. It looks like it may finally be happening. Harry Styles may be gearing up for a residency at the Sphere.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the New York Post is reporting that he is in final negotiations for an extended run at the venue, which we know has previously hosted acts like U2 and the Eagles, but insiders say that the residency could include up to 35 shows.
What?
Yeah, and may begin in the second half of 2025.
God. I mean, we had just announced the Backstreet Boys a couple weeks ago at the Sphere. They've extended their dates, I believe, till August 10th. So that means after August, it's up and running probably for Harry for 35 shows at the Sphere. That's a lot of shows.
We're hoping that this is true. Now, there's no word on the financial details, and neither Harry's team or the Sphere, they have not confirmed the report. So we're just going based on the reporting we're getting. But he already has ties to the Sphere. I don't know if you know, but Harry's manager, his name is Jeffrey Azoff, and his father, Irving Azoff, has worked really closely with Sphere Entertainment CEO James Dolan. So there's a connection there. And he's obviously no stranger to residencies. Back in 2022, he had a 15-show run at Madison Square Garden. He even earned a banner in the rafters to commemorate that achievement. And the residency would mark his first major live shows since he wrapped up his Love on Tour in 2023. And that was like a 2-year long tour, multiple continents. I am really hoping this happens. How cool would it be to have him here?
I know that his shows are incredible. He's an amazing performer, just an amazing person on stage. I've never seen him, so I would love the chance to see him at the Sphere out of all the venues.
I saw him at the MGM Grand Garden when on that tour, and it was such a good show. He's so interactive with the audience, and he's just fun. And I love his costumes that he wears. He's just he loves to talk to the audience. He's so witty. Like, the things he comes up with just on the spot is so good. And I mean, he has been keeping busy off stage while he's taking this music break, though. We talked about it. He just finished that Tokyo Marathon, so he can add long distance runner to his big list of achievements, and that is what's trending. All right, it is time to win this morning with Heads Up, and we have your tickets right now to check out comedian Aziz Ansari. He is bringing his hypothetical tour to the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, and you're going to be there when you win Heads Up. We only have one category left since it's Friday, and that category, it's Fat Tuesday. So if you think you know all things Fat Tuesday, you definitely want to be caller 20 right now. You just have to get 6 answers in 60 seconds. And these Aziz Ansari tickets are yours. Caller 20, you get to play. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Katie, you are caller 20.
Yeah, woo!
You ready to play some Heads Up?
I'm ready.
Okay, we've got these Aziz Ansari tickets for you. It's Friday, so there's only one category left. That category is Fat Tuesday. Mardi Gras was on Tuesday.
All right.
And these are all things that are associated with Mardi Gras, okay?
Oh, crap, okay.
We'll get it. We just need to get 6 in 60 seconds. I think we can do it.
Okay, I can do it.
Okay.
Yep. All right, you guys got this. Mercedes and Katie, your 60 second for Heads Up starts now.
This is the city with the biggest Mardi Gras celebration.
New Orleans.
Yes, this is what they have down the street with floats and stuff.
Parade.
Yes. This is what they throw out to you from the
necklace.
Not a necklace, but they're called what?
Beads.
Like, yes. This is the main roadway that they go down for the parades. It's a very famous road in New Orleans.
Pass.
Okay. And this is what they use to cover their faces. They wear one of these.
Math.
Yes. Math this grade. This is Mardi Gras is French for what? Technically it means what?
Pass.
Okay. This is the state that New Orleans is in.
Louisiana.
Yes. Oh, we have one more. I'm going to pass on that one. This is what people like throw out when there's a celebration. It's little tiny pieces of paper that go everywhere.
Confetti.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So close.
Oh my gosh. gosh, we really brought it down to the wire, Katie, but you got it. Congratulations.
Woo!
So that roadway was Bourbon Street. That was what we passed.
I knew
it. It's okay. And then Fat Tuesday. Mardi Gras means Fat Tuesday in English. And then,
oh, of course.
I just passed on float because I didn't even know how to start with that one. But it didn't matter, Katie. You got it. Congratulations. Just got those tickets to see comedian Aziz Ansari at Caesar's Palace. And the winning does not stop. Let's run down what we have going on. So at 7 o'clock this morning, it's your chance to win a $1,000 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers with Beat Mercedes. 7:30, we have your tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll, along with VIP passes to the Travel and Tailgate when they come to town. And at 8 o'clock, another chance to win those tickets and VIP passes with Postioki. Are you a Post Malone fan? Can you sing his songs? Do you know them word for word? That may be your chance to win some amazing tickets. That, Alanis Morissette tickets on the way. We've got so much coming up, and we'll get you winning here in just a few minutes. It's Mix 94.1. Just a young gun with the... All right, I gotta ask, am I the only one who is like a little side eye about how people sign off their emails? Like, do you ever look at the sign off that they use? And I'm specifically talking about one word, and that word is best. When people sign off their emails with best,
and then their signature afterwards.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. It's like, what is that supposed to mean? Are you telling me that you really want the best for me, or is this just a nice way of saying, okay, I'm done now, I'm not putting any more effort into this conversation? Every time I get an email that says best, I'm like, seriously? And here's the thing, that's how my daughter signs off her emails.
Really?
She said she sent me an email, or she wanted me to look at an email that she was about to send to someone, and she wrote, is this okay? And it's like, blah, 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 best, Sophie. And I was like, I go, what's with the best? And she's like, that's how I sign off my emails. I'm like, you do? She's like, yeah, why? What's wrong with it? I was like, I don't know. Like, maybe I'm really overanalyzing. But for me, I feel like maybe I'm just being dramatic. I just roll my eyes when I see the word best.
I think in general, just sign offs on emails are unnecessary. All you need really is a signature. Like, here's your email. Hey, so-and-so, I need this at what time at this place? Steph. No need for best or anything like that. Don't you think that sign-offs are not necessary?
I think that they can... I see where you're going. I like a sincerely. I like a thanks. I like a talk to you soon. I don't know that they're necessary. I think it's a good way to close out an email, but I don't know what it is about best that just rubs
me
the
best.
Wrong way. What does that mean? Hope for the best. 702-364-9400. First of all, what is your email sign off? And I'll tell you the one that makes me feel so special too.
Okay.
Hannah, good morning. Do you have like a weird thing with email sign offs?
Good morning. Yeah, one that really just gets me is respectfully. It just makes me feel that every other email isn't respectful.
Yeah,
I'm being respectful, but these guys, these other ones, forget it. It's funny because there is one email send off that I get that it's like, oh, that's so sweet. And it's warmest regards.
I was going to say that one. Warmest regards.
When they say that, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
We want you to feel loved. We want you to feel warm. We want you to feel great on a sunny day. Warmest regards.
That is so, so sweet. We're getting some texts here. The one that I cannot stand that I get is cheers. We're not drinking here, bud. Why are you cheersing me in an email?
The one that gets me is the one that says sent from my iPhone. Really? You didn't take the time to go into your email settings on your phone and delete sent from my iPhone. And then there's another one that says underneath it, please excuse any grammatical errors.
Oh, I know. Someone I know has one of those. It says, excuse any grammatical errors. I have fat fingers. That's literally what it says on their thing. It's so funny. But the sent from my iPhone one, that is such... That is my mom. Like, I always tell her, I'm like, please take the scent from my iPhone thing off, because it's just, you don't need that on there. And she's like, no, I want people to know I sent this from my iPhone. Beatrice, good morning.
Hi, good morning, girls. So mine depends. So if I'm like sending something that I messed up on, my sign off is, I appreciate your time and your patience, or I appreciate your time and your understanding. Oh. Other than that, just have a great day. Thank you for your time.
That's a good one. Have a great day.
Yeah,
I really like that. We're getting some texts on regard on best. Everyone is saying it's short for best regards. This one says, mine just says, have a day.
Have a day.
Not a good day, not a bad day. Just have a day.
You ready? It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, well, this morning, TikTok's future, it's still up in the air. The president says he'll probably extend the deadline of the TikTok ban if a deal isn't reached. But yesterday, Trump said he knows there's a lot of interest in the social media platform. When asked if he plans to extend that deadline for the ban if an American company does not buy the app, he said, probably, yeah. Currently, the app's Chinese-owned based ByteDance company has until April 5th to sell TikTok to someone based in the U.S.
Another ploy, I think, for us to get all worried and like, the ban is coming. And I just think this whole thing is, it's either a media thing or a ploy, but I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this whole thing.
Like, what do you mean, like a ploy?
Oh no, TikTok is going to get banned again. Everyone, you know, rush to save your TikToks or be sad that it's ending, that type of thing.
Well, I think, you know, what they're doing right now is they just need to get this buyer, this American buyer. And there's a couple names that have been thrown out there to buy the company. And it sounds like he's going to extend it if they don't get that done. So I don't think we have to worry about losing it like we did last time. But the latest name I saw was Alex Ohanian, who is married to Serena Williams, and he's the Reddit co-founder.
Yes.
I saw him and a bunch of his friends were kind of looking at buying the platform. So hopefully that goes through. I mean, it's just, it sounds at this point, it's going to be extension after extension until someone finally does it.
Do you know the deadline?
April 5th.
April 5th is yet? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see if anything happens between now and then. Also this morning, Charlie XCX, we all know she is brat, but man, she is really taking her skills to a whole new level. She is rumored to be in talks to play the White Witch in Greta Gerwig's upcoming adaptation of The Chronicles of Narnia for
Ooh.
Netflix. I think she'll be really good. I didn't realize she had acting chops until I saw her on Saturday Night Live.
Really?
Did you see her on there?
No. How was she?
She was fabulous. Like, so good. And I think this would be a really cool casting. Things are still in motion, so nothing's confirmed, but I guess she is a top choice for the role. Netflix did announce that they were going to develop a new take on The Chronicles of Narnia back in 2018, and Gerwig, she signed on back in 2020, and the first movie is set to come out next year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, an exclusive 2-week IMAX run worldwide set for Thanksgiving of 2026.
I loved The Chronicles of Narnia, the original movie. I mean, and to see that possibly Charlie might play the White Witch, I don't know about the hair, because I think the original White Witch, she had like blonde
hair. Yeah, I think so.
I wonder if they'll give her a wig, or maybe they just redo it and she has black hair.
Yeah, this is Greta Gerwig's interpretation of it, so who knows? Yeah, she might change it up, but should be interesting to see. Finally this morning, if you are an animal lover, this could be the deal for you. ESA Doctors, that is an organization that helps people with issues that are related to emotional support animals, and they want to pay you $1,000 to watch pet movies. That's
pet
it.
Movies?
If you're the one lucky winner, that is.
Oh,
if you get the gig, you're going to watch 5 movies about pets and their owners. over a 72-hour period. So then you have to document your reactions. You have to create a blog post about how Hollywood portrays animals' effect on the mental well-being of humans. And it sounds like they pick the movies, but they are open to suggestions. They did list several possibilities, though. All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Like, okay. Make Me Ball. Beethoven.
Love that movie.
Air Bud.
Best dog movie ever is Air Bud. That golden retriever has boobs.
So, The Secret Life of Pets. I love that movie. Did you see that?
I'm a little mixed reviews on Secret Life of Pets. I don't know if it's just like the animation that I don't like, but like watching Secret Life of Pets, I'm like, come on. You got to be kidding.
And How to Train Your Dragon. Those are some of them that they put up there. But if you want to sign up for this and apply, they're taking applications now. You can go to esadoctors.com, and that's what's going on.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, Amber, you are up to bat. Caller 20, yeah. How you doing?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. It's Friday. Amber, this is your day. I think you're going to win this $1,000 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers.
I hope so, but you're pretty good.
I am pretty good, but today you will be better. I'm putting it out there. Here's the deal. Just guess the song faster than I can guess the song, and this beautiful diamond pendant is going to be yours. I'm going to leave the studio now. I'm going to leave you in good hands with Steph, and you're going to do this, okay? Good luck.
Nope. Thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. She goes outside so she can't hear a thing. All right, Amber, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, shout out, got it. We stop the clock, and you got to give me something within 5 seconds you say got it, okay, Amber?
Okay.
All right, the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Back.
What you got? Amber? What's the artist and title, Amber? Hello?
It's going to be me.
Bye?
NSYNC.
By NSYNC? Okay, don't go anywhere. I'm writing down your time. I'm pretty... Mercedes is coming in. Amber, you're dropping off your kid at school. Where did they go to school at?
I am dropping off my son Carson at Pinecrest Cadence.
Oh my gosh, shout out Pinecrest Cadence. Mercedes is back.
Okay, I'm back. Wow, that seemed really quick to me.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this.
The next sound... Okay. That you hear, Mercedes, is the song, and it starts now.
Got it.
What you got?
It's Gotta Be Me by NSYNC.
You stop the clock at 2.7 seconds.
Okay.
And you got it right.
Okay.
Amber also got it right.
Oh my gosh. Please tell me she was faster than me. Please tell me she was faster than me. Please.
She stopped the clock at 4.9 seconds. Mercedes, I'm telling you, 2 seconds away. If she was just 2 seconds faster, she would have won this diamond pendant from Michael Eamon Diamond Jewelers.
I am so sad right now.
I don't know what to say.
Why didn't I just, like, take a breath or something?
I know.
Like, why did... But I have to, I can't, like, not try.
I mean, you are.
I literally want to cry right now. Look, my eyes are watering. I'm really upset. I'm so sorry, Amber.
And imagine if she won on a Friday. It would have been perfect. God. I just don't know how to feel.
This week is just, like, let it be over. Like, I'm so, I'm sorry, Amber. I don't even know what to say. I guess the good news is now we have a $1,025 diamond pendant from Michael Eamon and Diamond Jewelry. And of course, we got to play the song. So there you go. NSYNC, It's Gonna Be Me. It's on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, coming up in just a few minutes, we've got your tickets to check out Post Malone and Jelly Roll. They are coming to Allegiant Stadium. We've got your tickets and we've got your VIP traveling tailgate passes. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes with the Mega Minute. And then we have a bonus pair If you love Posty, you'll want to participate in some Posty-okie, and we'll get you the details on that coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. So yesterday in the mail, I got a wedding invitation. I feel like so included because nice. You're the one who's always going to the weddings. And I was like, man, I don't get invited to any weddings. I finally got a wedding invitation.
I passed the torch to you, the wedding invitations.
And I was looking at the invitation and at the date and kind of checking, cross-checking my calendar. And I noticed at the bottom of it, it said... how did they word it? It was like, no children, please, or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Just very short, sweet, to the point. And I said to my husband, I'm like, it's a no kids wedding. And he's like, nice. And I could tell he was happy about that because I think that he feels like children can be a disruption at a wedding. And it goes back to his cousin's wedding that we went to, and someone had a baby. And I felt so bad for this poor mother. I really did. The baby was crying. It was happening during the actual ceremony. And my husband was so annoyed because I guess he knew this girl. She was like a family friend. And he was like looking at her like, take the baby outside. This is the wedding.
Common courtesy.
She didn't go the whole time. So I think he was kind of happy about this. When we had our wedding, we asked for no kids. And it wasn't really because of like the disruptions and stuff. It was one, a money thing. Two, the place we had our wedding, it just wasn't kid friendly.
Okay.
You know? And three, I think that it was a later wedding, and you know when things happen late at night, kids get cranky and stuff like that. We just wanted to kind of provide an evening out for parents if they had kids. What's your take on child-free weddings or events? That's the latest trend, is just not allowing kids in certain places. And I know some people are totally against it. They think it's unfair. And I get that. I mean, as a parent of two daughters, there are times where I'm like, well, I guess I can't take my kids, you know? But is it also about creating that perfect vibe where you can actually like hear the speech and hear what they're saying instead of a kid crying or being on board or taking away all the attention? What do you think about that?
I love the no kid weddings. Oh my God, it's so amazing. But because I've been to one with a kid actually in the wedding, in the ceremony, she was a flower girl, and you can tell off the bat she's had a long day. She was going down the aisle just so frustrated, and her mom was the mom of the groom, so she was like the best woman. And while they're standing next to the bride and groom during the ceremony, the flower girl kept going up to mom and like pulling on her dress. And you know, so I really, really appreciate those weddings that don't have kids because of those reasons.
It's hard though, as a parent, when you do have little kids, you don't always want to leave them alone. It's not always cost effective for you to get a babysitter. Like I do try to look at both sides. 702-364-9400. Where do you stand on the whole no kids trend? Is it fair to tell the kids to stay at home? Should we just let them kind of live their best lives at every event, no matter what? Flights. There's like no kid flights that are happening now, stuff like that. Let's talk to Megan. Hey, Megan, good morning. What do you think?
Honestly, I just refuse to go to any event that allows kids. Like, they ruin everything. I don't care if it's a wedding, it's like a like birthday, family, whatever. Like, if there are kids there, I'm not coming.
Any event, a birthday party even?
Yeah, totally. They're disgusting. That's my boundary.
Okay, well, like, okay. Totally want to hear your side of this, but just as someone who has kids and they're older now, like, what is it that you hate about them so much? What makes them so disgusting, in your opinion?
Like, I don't hate kids. I just think the parents are so entitled. Like, they just think that, like, everyone should tolerate if their kid is a screaming brat, which they will be at some point. You know what I mean? Like, if your kid can't sit quietly for 3 hours, leave them at home or don't come.
You have very strong opinions on it, and I'm here for it, but I do respectfully disagree. Not all kids are like that. I've seen well-behaved kids. I'm not going to say mine were, because they've definitely had their moments, but do you have any sympathy? Do you have any sympathy for like the parent that is really trying? And sometimes, kids do get a little out of control. Do you have any sympathy for that person that's trying?
No, it's ridiculous. Like, why should I suffer because someone else is choosing to have kids?
Wow. You're actually like suffering?
Oh my God. I told my sister that if she doesn't make her wedding child free, I won't go. It's my boundary again.
Are you good, Megan? Are you okay? You like now you're making ultimatums with your own sister and making her choose between you and her daughter.
I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, I don't want you to like, you know, don't like get mad here.
Yeah.
hold on. Let's talk to Pepper. Pepper, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Well, that's a really wild take. I think that, oh my goodness. I think that when people are so against kids like that, it really comes down to a regulation problem within their own system because they can't deal with it. And it really has nothing to do with the kids. There is a trend where, you know, there's this no kids allowed type of thing. But, you know, kids are a part of society too. And they have just as much right to be out there enjoying and experiencing the world like any other adult. And the parents that, are you telling me to hold on?
Oh, no. Are you there?
Oh, no. So, I was going to say also too, the worst parents to me that are like no longer liking kids are ones that maybe now have adult kids and they forget like what it was like. My sister actually, you know, her kid's in college now and has a career, and she does not like kids now either. And I still have a young kid and an adult kid. And so for me, I have to remind her all the time, like, I'm sorry that this season of your life is over, but there's still a whole, there's so many parents out there, like, give us some grace.
There's always going to be kids. Pepper, as far as like if you're invited to a wedding, it says no kids allowed. Are you respectful of that? Or are you kind of like, well, why are you excluding my kid?
No, I would totally be respectful of that. There may be a reason why they don't want kids. It might not just be like they don't like kids. You know, maybe there's just, it's going to be a total rager, you know?
Of course. And there's a cost issue with that. Thank you for your call, Pepper. Let's talk to Red. Red, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, it's Rev, as in Reverend.
Oh, I'm sorry. But Reverend. Reverend. Are you a reverend? Are you an officiant?
I am a wedding officiant in Las Vegas.
Oh, yes. Amazing. I love it. I'd love to hear your take on this.
Oh, boy. You ready?
No. Hold on. We talked to Megan. We talked to Pepper. Now you're up, Rev. Let's go.
All right. Well, let's see. As a wedding officiant, I've been doing it for, many years. I've done thousands of weddings. And I would prefer children not attend the wedding ceremony. What I mean by that is children of guests. If they're part of the wedding party, then by all means, bring them. Let them experience that they're part of the family. But guests tend to let their children do whatever they want. I've seen children run up and down the aisles. I've seen them jump off the pews. I've seen them break things in the chapels during the ceremony, completely ruin their videos, walking obscenities. The list goes on. So I've seen it all in weddings, if you
And I think that's a fair ask. Just like, hey, can you not bring your child to the wedding? And that's why on this wedding invitation I got no children allowed, like totally get it. But as far as other places and just living life, you know, some people are very anti-child and that's just the way it goes, I guess.
Wow. That was a lot of information to take in. I don't have any kids. But now it's like I don't want to bring them anywhere when they're toddlers.
I think the bottom line is if you're bringing your kids, you need to watch them as a parent.
Right.
That's your responsibility. You need to watch them. They can't overtake everything. So thank you guys for your calls. Whether you were agreed with or not, we appreciate you all. And it is time to win. It's time for the Mega Minute. Your tickets to check out Post Malone. He is coming to town. He is bringing Jelly Roll with him. They're going to be at Allegiant Stadium. And we've got your tickets. And two passes, VIP passes to the Traveling Tailgate. What is that? You get to skip the line for the Traveling Tailgate. You get to get food from Cane's, drink tickets to get your Bud Light, all the stuff that Posty loves. You'll also get an exclusive Post Malone Big Rig comic book, which is going to be given to you before it's available to the public, and you'll be automatically entered to win a chrome Harley Davidson.
Wow.
Absolutely huge. You just have to conquer the Mega Minute. 60 seconds. 10 questions. Answer them all correct in that time, and those passes are yours. Caller 20's playing 702-364-9400.
Something's got a hold on me. Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Abby, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
You are in for the Mega Minute.
Yeah, woohoo.
Okay, Steph, I'm freaking out. I don't have the questions.
Okay, I'll give you the questions.
Okay, I don't know if I got them this morning. I was just looking for them. I'm like, I can't find the questions. How are we going to do the Mega Minute without the questions? So Steph is coming in with them. Thank you so much. Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute, Abby?
Yes.
Okay, 10 questions. I got them now. 60 Whoa. Seconds. Thank
I'm
you,
glad
Steph.
We had a backup.
I don't know what happened. Yeah, that's really weird. But we need you to answer all 10 of them correctly in 60 seconds. And if so, you get these Post Malone tickets, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Abby, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. Mercedes, you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, and the Mega Minute starts now.
Which animal is known as the king of the jungle?
Lion.
Yes. What is the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
Yes. Which singer released the album Beer Bongs and Bentleys in 2018?
Pass.
What is the first color in the rainbow?
Red.
Yes. What was the name of the first Harry Potter book?
Goblet of...
No. Okay. Which One Direction singer is rumored to have a possible residency at the Sphere?
Pass.
What is the last month of the year?
December.
Yes. Which impersonator is mostly known for marrying people in Las Vegas?
Pass.
Which singer's real name is Aubrey Graham?
Drake.
Yes. Which superhero group is made up of characters like Captain America, Thor, and Iron Man?
The Avengers.
Yes. What singer released the album Beer Bongs and Bentleys in 2018?
Post Malone.
Yes. What is the
darn it.
Oh, darn it, Abby. We had one. Two more questions we had to go back to. The One Direction singer rumored to have a possible residency at the Sphere. We talked about him this morning. That is Harry Styles. And the impersonator that's mostly known for marrying people here in Las Vegas, that is Elvis.
Of
Elvis
course.
Impersonators. I'm so sorry, Abby. Well, here's the deal. Caller 20, you get these tickets to go check out Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Allegiant Stadium, along with two VIP travel and tailgate.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Daylight saving time starting for most of the country this weekend. So we're going to have to set our clocks forward an hour beginning at 2 a.m. on Sunday. Shifting an hour of daylight to the evening hours until the time moves back an hour again this fall. And fire officials say that this is that twice annual clock to remind yourself to change the batteries in your smoke and your carbon monoxide detectors if needed, which I never do.
Oh.
I need to. Yeah, they're saying you're supposed to do it twice a year. I'm like, I only change the batteries when I hear that annoying little chirp sound.
Oh, yeah.
That is the worst sound in the world, by the way. It's like just awful. And then you can't figure out which one it's coming from. And you like go and you stand. No, it's not this one. And oh my gosh, I hate when that happens.
And like when you go over to people's houses and they haven't changed it in forever, I'm just like, can you guys change the batteries? Isn't that like a common courtesy for people just to change it?
Well, not just that too, but like, have you ever watched someone's like Instagram or TikTok video and they have one of those chirping sounds in the
yes.
background? I'm like, are you aware that your thing is chirping? Like, why can you not hear that? But I can.
One time we called a customer service rep and they were working from home during the pandemic and you can hear the smoke alarm chirp.
Oh, my gosh.
Please.
That is so funny. Well, moving the clocks forward to just a little bit of a warning. It's known to worsen symptoms of anxiety and depression. And it's also been linked to an increase in heart attacks and strokes.
Oh.
Also, daylight saving is associated with more traffic accidents. Absenteeism and tardiness. So
Ooh.
Keep that in mind this weekend. New study out reveals the least tourist-friendly cities in the world. And they're all popular destinations. We're talking about how friendly cities are to tourists, but not focusing on like actual friendliness. We're talking about like how easy is it for them to get a cab or an Uber? What's the crime like there? What are the noise levels? What are the restaurant prices? That's what we're talking about here. And so the number one most stressful city in the world for visitors to go to is Las Vegas.
No way.
We're the most stressful city. We got a 95 overall, thanks mainly to extreme overcrowding and lots of noise. I feel like we try to be tourist friendly.
Wait, I don't like this list. I thought that Las Vegas is an easy, as far as transportation goes, getting in and out of the airport compared to like LAX or like Dulles. I think we have a really good system over at our airport, but I'm not thinking like restaurants. I don't really go out that much to eat as much as I used to, so I can't really account for that.
The restaurants here are so expensive. Mm. They're so expensive. I remember we went out to eat in Dallas a few weeks ago. It was like a high-end place because it was in our hotel and it was the only thing that was open. We're like, show up in sneakers. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're not going to let us in. They let us in. The prices were probably half of what the same restaurant equivalent here in Vegas would have been.
Oh my gosh. I kept looking.
I'm like, I think this is a lunch menu. And my husband's like, why are these prices so low? And we're like, did we get the right menu? She's like, yeah, why? I'm like, well, they're more expensive where we're from.
When we went to Baltimore, I just remembered we went out clubbing and we got four drinks for $30. One drink's like $50.
Oh, it's so crazy. So Las Vegas was the number one most stressful city to visit. San Francisco was number two and New York was number three. All right, finally this morning we've been talking about it. Lady Gaga finally released her new album. It's called Mayhem and this is her seventh studio album. There's some familiar songs like this one, Abracadabra, which came out earlier, Disease is on this album, along with Die With a Smile from Bruno Mars. She has previously shared that the album kind of started as her facing her fear of returning to the pop music that her early fans loved. And I think you can really hear it. Here's some examples of some of the new tracks. This one's called Garden of Eden. Here's Love Drug. And here's Perfect Celebrity. The sound is so good.
Yes, and I love it.
And she recently confirmed that a Telephone Part 2 is indeed coming. No word on that, but yeah, some new Lady Gaga out this morning. All right, coming up next, if you did not win tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Allegiant Stadium along with those travel and tailgate VIP passes, we have an extra pair that we're going to give away next with Postioki. Here's how it works. We need you to call right now at 702-364-9400 and sing your favorite Post Malone song. Here's the catch. You got to last 20 seconds without getting buzzed. You could get buzzed for a variety of reasons. Forgot the words, awkward lull, maybe the sound isn't so great.
Okay.
We have the anonymous buzzer. One of us, myself, Steph, or Ramon can hit it at any time. You're not going to know who hit it. But if you can last 20 seconds without getting buzzed, you're going to get those tickets. So we're going to stack up the phone lines and get some Postioki going on here next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Postioki. Post Malone is coming to town. He and Jelly Roll are going to be at Allegiant Stadium in May, May 3rd. We've got your tickets right now with Postioki. Is that only coming out of one channel for you?
It's kind of low. Is it better if I do this?
Let me try to dip this off.
Maybe it's the headphones.
No, that's weird.
Huh, sounds good on my end.
Okay, it sounds good. All right, it's only coming out of one channel on mine. Okay, either way, we're doing Postioki right now at 702-364-9400 to get yourself a pair of tickets to check out Post Malone and get some VIP passes to the travel and tailgate where you will get food, drinks. It's going to be amazing, and you get to skip the line because these are VIP passes. Here's how it works. We've got our phone lines stacked right now with Post Malone fans, and we're doing Postioki. So how it works is when we go to you, we're going to say your name and we're going to say go. And if you can sing Post Malone straight for 20 seconds without getting the buzzer, you are going to the concert. Now, we all have a buzzer. Steph, is your buzzer working?
Let's see here.
Yes. Okay. Ramon, I know, is on the phone. Ramon, if you can hear me, is your buzzer working? Yes. Okay, good. All of our buzzers are working here. Nice. So here's the deal. You don't want to get that buzzer. You got to keep us entertained. You got 20 seconds on the clock for each contestant. Are you ready, Steph?
Let's, I know
you
have. Let's do this. I'm
all
so
right.
excited.
We are ready with some Postioki, and we are going to our first contestant. Everyone, this is Matthew. Matthew, 20 seconds are on the clock, and go.
Oxytocin, making it all okay. When I come back down, it doesn't feel the same. Now I'm sitting around waiting for the world to end all day. Cause I couldn't leave you if I tried.
Oh, you did that!
That was so messed up!
That was it! So we don't know who pressed the button. I'm sorry, Matthew. Julie, 20 seconds on the clock and go.
Good turnaround. We were upside.
Oh my gosh.
These people are brutal. The judges.
It's Postioki on Mix 94.1. Christian, there's 20 seconds on the clock and go.
My mama calls. Seen you on TV, sunset don't change. Ever since we was on, I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing. Now they wanna say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it.
Wait, yeah, I think we made it. Oh my gosh.
We
just got our winner. Congratulations, Christian. You lasted the whole 20 seconds.
Gosh.
And we have one word for you. That is amazing, Christian. You kept the judges entertained on that with Postioki, and you are now going to the show.
Hey, I'm so happy. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Wait, Christian, I love how you bleeped out the lyrics into He was like, all that got in his still on beat. Christian, you show. Do you do karaoke, Christian?
I actually don't.
You had a Post Malone kind of sound to you, and now you're going to see him, Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Allegiant. And not only that, you just got those VIP passes to the Post Malone traveling tailgate. I think at the tailgate, you need to do a little Postioki, Christian.
Wow. I'm so shocked right now. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Who knew that you would wake up on a Friday morning, sing Post Malone, and end up winning tickets to the show? It's Postioki. More winning to come. We've got your Atlantis tickets on the way. It's Mix 94.1.
Nice. Hey, are you ready? Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
All right, we are spinning the Oh Wow Wheel. It is Friday. Jen is our guest vetoer. Hi, Jen.
Hi, you guys.
All right, we are spinning the Oh Wow Wheel. Going to give it a great big spin. One of us is going to play a song that makes you say, oh, wow. Who is it going to be? It landed on you, Ramon.
Hey.
Okay, here's the deal. Ramon has his category. He has his song. And if you like it, you can say, let it play. If not, it's going to move on to the next person, okay?
Okay.
All right, what's your category?
So mine was 2000s throwback, and I chose a song by one of the greatest bands of all time, Linkin Park, Numb.
Ooh, we like Linkin Park. Jen, it's up to you, though. You get to choose. Do you want to give it the veto, or do you want to let it play?
Let's veto.
Oh, you got the veto!
It's okay.
Sorry.
That's okay, Jen. It's up to you. No hard feelings at all. I'm actually kind of happy because it moves over to me.
Yay!
All right, so Jen, my category was an artist that is a Pisces. It's Pisces season. Oh. So I picked Olivia Rodrigo. She has a birthday on February 20th, and that's like the second day of Pisces season. I picked Obsessed. I hope you're obsessed. If not, it doesn't matter because it plays. It's Mix 94.1.
If I told you how much you think about her, you'd think I was in love. And if you knew how much I looked at her picture.
Olivia Rodrigo on Mix 94.1. She is a Pisces, and that was my category, an artist who is a Pisces. I got to play my song because Ramon got the veto. Now, Steph, you were not in the mix this week, but what was your category and what was your song?
My category was a song from a superhero movie. I went with Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. We've been talking about this guy all morning. I went with his song, Sunflower by Post Malone.
Oh, such a good song and such a good movie. Like, wow, I love that. Well, we've been giving away those tickets, and we've got more tickets to give away here in just a couple of minutes. We've got your tickets to see Alanis Morissette. She is coming with her brand new residency to Las Vegas, and we've got your tickets in just about 3 minutes with Heads Up. It's all on the way. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Corinne, you're caller 20.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Awesome. Let's do this. We want to get you these tickets to see Alanis Morissette in her brand new residency at the Coliseum at Caesars. Your category this morning is book signing. World Book Day was yesterday. So these are all things that are just associated with books, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, 6 and 60 seconds is all we need, and we're going to get this done.
Yes, you guys are, because your 60 seconds starts now.
This is the person that writes the book.
Author.
Yes, this is a place where you would go to check out books.
The bookstore?
Check them out with your card.
The cashier?
No, like you go to like RAM from this place and there's a person there that says, be quiet, shush.
Oh, the library.
Yes, yes. This is when you are writing an essay, you put your sentences in these. This is how you block them off. They're what?
Paragraph.
Yes. This is when you don't want to miss your spot in what you're reading, you put one of these in there.
A bookmark.
Yes. If you really, this is really important information, and you use this kind of marker to put it.
Highlight.
Yes. This is, if I have these marks around something, it is a what?
Parentheses?
You, no, it's the, like, the two little things in the air.
Oh, quotations?
Quotations.
Yeah. Oh, that works. All right. The judge says it works, and you just won. Congratulations, Corinne.
Yay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
So jealous. You are going to have such an amazing time when you go see Alanis Morissette, her residency at the Coliseum at Caesars. The tickets go on sale today. You just got them first and for free. Congratulations to you, Corinne. And we still have more prizes. Can you believe it? To give away before 10 o'clock. Speaking of residencies, Bryan Adams, he is going to be performing at the Encore Theater at Wynn for his residency. And we'll have your tickets next hour when we kick off the Friday Rewind.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, so let's name the generations. You got the boomers, Gen X,
Millennials,
Gen Z, Gen Alpha. And now, did you know that January 1st marked the start of Gen Beta?
Gen Beta?
Yeah. Gen Alpha is not the youngest generation anymore. There's now Gen Beta. Oh. These are people born between 2025 and 2039.
No, new generation is here.
Yeah, it's a new generation. Not everyone is wild about the name, though. So the Wall Street Journal just ran this headline yesterday, and it says, a new generation is here. Its name is already an insult. So Beta is the second letter in the Greek alphabet, so it makes sense that we'd go with it, but it's also slang for someone who's kind of passive or weak.
No.
They're beta, especially if you're like a beta male. It's like, whoa, you're not an alpha male, you're a beta male. So they feel like it's already insulting them. They say it makes sense that people are getting upset about it, but as far as the generations go, you got Gen Alpha, Gen Beta, and then the next ones will be Gen Gamma, Gen Delta, and so on. So some people just don't like the idea of their kid being called beta their whole life, and Gen Alpha uses it as an insult a lot. So it's like we're kind of teeing it up to be like the next okay boomer, you know what I mean?
When I think beta, I think of beta fish. Like, they're a beta fish.
That works too. They're trying to make a new name and make it stick. So some of the other names that are being tossed around for this new generation is Generation AI, because they will never know a world without AI, which is wild to think about.
So in 3 years, it'll be 2028. Yeah, we'll be well into being known about AI and ChatGPT and stuff like that. This is really weird to think about.
Yeah, I told you, I'm becoming friends with my AI, my ChatGPT. She knows me really well. She was starting to call me by my nickname, which freaked me out. Like, how did you know that? I don't know what happened, if I mentioned it in something, but I asked her a question about something and she's like, no problem, Mertz. It was great to help you. And I was like, huh? Like, you, wait, how did you know that? It freaked me out.
I actually downloaded the ChatGPT app for the first time yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was actually pretty cool to use. And it was weird. It was just like, I would ask it a prompt, and in less than 10 seconds, full on things going on. I'm like, this is crazy. But I also can see why it's so beneficial and helpful for some people.
Yeah, it really is just the next level of learning things. But ask your ChatGPT to look at your Instagram and roast it. And it's so funny.
Okay.
Oh, when they roast your Instagram, it's brutal.
I'm going to put that on my to-do list. ChatGPT, roast my ID. Okay.
Also this morning, let's say you are out with some friends and one of your girlfriends picks up her phone and you see her lock screen. And it's a picture of her on her own phone. What are your thoughts when someone has a picture of themselves on their own phone? Well, a new poll asked if having a selfie as your lock screen was weird, and 32% of people said no, it's totally cool. The other 68% said yes, it's totally bizarre.
Okay, I'm going to call her out. First of all, if my friend were sitting at brunch and she checks her phone and she goes to unlock it and I see a picture of herself, I'm like, is that a picture of you? She goes, yeah, don't you like it? I'm like, girl, you're looking this little self-absorbed over there. Maybe you check yourself. If it's like her and her dog, maybe not. But if it's just her, I'm totally roasting her.
What if it's a picture? Because I was just thinking about this. I would say it's weird, but I did see my friend with a picture of herself on her lock screen, and I understood it. She recently went on a trip to Rome, and it's her in front of like the Colosseum, and it's very beautiful, a sunset. Set and all this, and I was like, I get it, like, yeah. You are bringing back the memories of that once in a lifetime trip. So but if it's just like a headshot of you, like, hey, look at you, girl.
If it's a car selfie, you know, like the cars have best lighting, if it's a car selfie, I'm like, instantly no.
Definitely not. Finally this morning, I can't believe some of the things that people will do. One of the latest online trends is Crunchy. This recent trend shows people eating biodegradable packing peanuts on TikTok, believing that they're safe because they dissolve in water. So brands like Lush, they use these potato starch-based peanuts that led to a lot of people thinking, oh, they must be edible. Well, health experts are warning against this because eating packing peanuts can cause bloating, pain, gas, and more concerning is the high heat production process of these peanuts can create acrylamide, which is a carcinogen linked to certain cancers. Oh. So they're eating these packing peanuts, and yes, they are non-toxic. Yes, they dissolve in water, but they're not produced in food safe conditions, and they're not intended to be eaten peanuts. Okay. Experts are saying that biodegradable does not mean edible, and eating these poses unnecessary health risks. In other words, just don't do it, please.
Why would they name it, though, packing peanuts? Because I think that's where people are getting confused. It's like, oh, these are called packing peanuts. No, they're not actual peanuts. They're shaped like kind of like peanuts, right?
Well, yeah. So do you remember the old styrofoam packing peanuts? I mean, Obviously, they looked really pretty. I think they were in different colors, pink and green and yellow. They were really beautiful, but I knew better than to eat them. Now, because these ones are biodegradable, people are like, oh, yeah, let's like snack on some of these, which is so disgusting.
Don't do this.
And TikTok is just, it ruins everything.
It does.
All right. So next hour, we are taking it back. The Friday Rewind is coming. Get those early requests in right now at 702-364-9400. My baby born a